All right, everybody, welcome to another week of the Joe and 5-0 show. Got a lot of Florida content for you this week. Probably the most ever, Joe.
Really?
I almost considered just forgetting the news in the other places and doing strictly Florida today.
From the feedback I've gotten, I don't think anyone would be real mad about that.
All Florida all the time. A little bit of California sprinkled in the future. So
Did I ever tell you that we have sent the most shirts and mugs to Florida?
No.
For Doe and 5-0?
I didn't know that.
That is... They appreciate our humor. Well, because they're not right.
Yeah. I mean, obviously. Strange people living in strange places. That's all I got to say. All right, let's go ahead and dive into the news headlines, Joe. Man suspended from basketball competition after drug test reveals he's pregnant. That's right. Out of Columbus, Ohio, a former basketball player suspended from international competition after his drug test revealed that he was, in fact, pregnant. A urine sample obtained by the doctor's office showed the presence of the human...
A human...
I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce this, but it's called...
Is that Buttafuoco too, then, where you can't pronounce any word?
The medicine known as Buttafuoco. No, the abbreviation is HCG, which is a hormone that's produced during pregnancy.
I thought that was in pot.
Yeah. No. Oh. Clearly identifying that it wasn't his urine, according to EuroHoops.net, Cooper was attempting to join the Bosnian national basketball team.
Oh, I thought this was going in a completely different direction. I thought it was some chick that wanted to be on the men's team.
Yeah.
So, all right. You know, I feel better about the whole thing right now.
Yeah.
Proceed.
So, anyway, he's been suspended from all international competition until June of 2020. He previously played for Ohio University from 2009 till 2013.
So they just for swapping... samples that he got suspended, but did they ever actually test him then?
I assume. Well, at this point, it's kind of pointless because he's suspended from international play for another year.
Just out of curiosity, I want to know what he was coming up hot for.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to swap a urine with somebody, you might want to make sure it's not a pregnant chick. I don't know.
Might be
a red flag.
I need to write that down so I don't forget.
Here we go. Woman steals a Telsa and it runs out of juice. Out of Arizona, a woman who reportedly stole the vehicle didn't make it too far after the vehicle ran out of power last Sunday. Kathy Sane, who police said they know from prior drug activity calls, reportedly stole an electric Telsa parked near Subway in the Bash's shopping center, according to police chief Ron Tischer. There is a Telsa charging station in the shopping center, but it's unclear if Sane stole the vehicle while it was being charged. After the vehicle is reported stolen, Payson officers, along with Department of Public Safety and the County Sheriff's Office, pursued her.
On foot?
Yeah, probably. On the bicycles. Spike strips were ineffective, but the vehicle ran out of electricity on East Highway 260. The suspect refused to exit the car, and troopers and deputies were forced to break a window to get the suspect out.
Oh, my gosh.
Sane was then arrested on charges of theft, fleeing, pursuing law enforcement vehicles, criminal damage, aggravated driving under the influence, failure to appear in the first degree for a warrant, and failing to appear in second degree for a warrant. Man, she got all kinds of charges.
That's what you call a bad day.
Yeah, you might want to make sure the car's fully charged if you're going to steal it. I don't know.
Why? I'm not going to steal an electric car.
You know, every time I see those electric cars, my brain goes back to the Police Academy movies. You remember, did you ever see any of those?
Yeah.
So you remember, I think it was Sweet Chuck that used to drive the scooter. You remember that? I don't remember which movie it was, but Bobcat Goldthwait used to make fun of him. And
yeah.
He yelled at him, "Nice bike, where'd you put the batteries?" That's what I think of every time I see one of those cars.
We owned a Prius for a little while. Did you? Because Kathy was driving back and forth to Indy.
Yeah.
And the gas mileage is phenomenal, and they're very efficient. They're very efficient, but it got a little windy. And she would call me, "Oh my gosh, I'm all over the road." So I wouldn't suggest that. I suppose riding around town is not so bad.
Yeah. I was going to try and blow this picture up for you, but it's not cooperating. But we'll put it up here for you guys for the show. Woman sent to hospital, Joe, after posing with an octopus on her face. Out of Tacoma, Washington, when Jamie Buttafuoco met up with some fishermen who had hooked an octopus during a fishing derby in the Tacoma Narrows on August 2nd, she saw an opportunity for a unique picture. It was a photo contest in the derby, so she thought, in hindsight, looking back, she probably made a big mistake. But if I could put the octopus on her face and posed for the picture, at first the octopus grabbed her with its suckers, and then he did something she didn't expect. It bit her on the face.
That's where they eat. You stupid.
But Ifuka says that the venom from the octopus left her in incredible pain, but as the owner of Salmon Sisters, she went ahead and kept fishing for 2 more days before she finally went to the emergency room. She was still in pain. She's on 3 different types of antibiotics, and she'll be okay, but she said she won't pose for another picture like that again in the future.
Can you imagine going to the emergency room? Well, what happened? Well, an octopus sat on my face.
You know, I've seen a lot of ridiculous selfies or pictures that people are taking
nowadays. And like that one.
Yeah. But I don't know why you would ever think it's a good idea to stick an octopus on your face.
I don't know where...
Or any part of
your body. Well, I would imagine this part wasn't brought up. I'm sure there was alcohol involved. Or something else.
Yeah. Well, Joe, we're almost halfway through August already, which means, man, fall's right around the corner. And then the fall leads into the holiday season, right?
Right.
So in case any of you are looking for early shopping for Christmas gifts this year, there are now prank weenie-shaped tire valve stem caps that you can stick on your car. Or your friend's car.
Or a police car.
Not a good idea. Sure, you could always send someone a glitter bomb in the mail to get even with them, or someone just to prank them for no reason. But if you're looking for something a little more subtle, or something that may take a little while for them to notice, these brilliant new prank tire valve stem caps may be just for you.
I think I'd notice that right away.
Yeah, they're shaped like little wieners, as you can see there, and balls. And yes, they in fact glow in the dark, so everyone will see them if your car's pranked at night.
I think you're going to notice that.
They're called tire cocks, Joe, with a Z at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And they screw onto any...
That's clever, by the way.
they screw onto any standard valve system, which most vehicles have the same thing. So within the pack, you get 4 green glow-in-the-dark tire valve weenies, along with 1 hot pink version and 1 that's fluorescent green. The mini penis-shaped tire valve stem caps are made from ABS plastic.
Okay, that's funny right there.
We'll put all these pictures up for you guys. They are made from ABS plastic, which will in fact glow in the dark after charging through the sun throughout the day. They will glow green, which works on great on cars, trucks, RVs, trailers, bicycles, mopeds, scooters, and more.
Oh, good.
The mini wiener tire caps measure half an inch in diameter in the shaft.
Aw.
Oh, there's a close-up of them right there.
Oh, that's nice.
That's quite spectacular.
You know, really, the most disturbing part about all this is somebody thought of it.
Yeah.
Somebody was sitting around and said, hey, I got this great idea. Now, if I'd have told you that, what would you have said? Lee, let's develop stem caps that are shaped like penises, and they'll glow in the dark.
They're only $10 or $8, depending on the pack.
But what would you have said? You'd probably thrown a donut at me.
I'd have said you're a damn genius, because you know there's going to be a gazillion people that probably buy these. Look, they've already got 450 reviews on Etsy. So they've sold at least 450 packs.
That means that there are 450 really... Wait, did they all come from Florida?
I don't know.
That I'd like to know. Because there's a lot of penis action in Florida.
Yeah, there's a lot of everything in Florida. Disturbing activity.
And abuse by ketchup.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Louisiana woman says the meth found hidden inside of her body parts is, in fact, not hers.
Don't you hate that?
The Louisiana woman allegedly caught with meth hidden inside of her vagina said she does not know where the drugs came from. Ashley Rowland, age 23, was accused on July 31st of stealing around $5,000 from the apartment of a man she'd been staying with for about a week. The man told West Monroe Police Department that while he was showering, Rowland swiped his cash and left. Rowland allegedly confessed to police that she did take the man's money and left his apartment. The document said a female correctional officer later searched Rowland, and inside of Rowland's vagina, she discovered $6,233, along with a clear plastic bag of roughly 1 gram of methamphetamine, which Rowland immediately denied was hers. Rowland was arrested and charged with theft of narcotics possession, and online records show from the sheriff's office, that's what it was, according to the sheriff's office. As of Tuesday, she remained behind bars with an $8,000 bond. So she admitted all that cash up her hoo-ha being hers, but the meth wasn't.
No. She doesn't know how that happened.
I mean, the gram of meth is not worth the $6,233 in cash she had.
I
surprised she didn't overdose.
I don't know. What happens when you search somebody and you come up with stuff and they deny that it's there? As you said, that happened before. People mm-hmm. say
everything. It happens all the time, yeah.
Yeah. And what happens? Can you... Because it's on their person, is there something you can say? But since they deny it,
it's your ownership. Even you know, if you know, I'm driving your car and I get pulled over and give consent to search, and they find a bunch of dope in the car, mm-hmm. I'm in possession of it, so it's my problem. So,
oh
yeah, be careful who you borrow your car from. And
so if I want to borrow someone's hoo-ha, I better not borrow hers.
Yeah, Not a good one.
All right.
Look at this handsome devil here, Joe.
Yeah, he's had his problems.
Woman halts burglary suspect with pot of hot grease. That's what it looks like when it happens.
Oh.
Out of Decatur, Alabama. Alabama. Police in Alabama say a woman used hot grease to fend off a man who broke into her home. Police in Decatur responded to a home for a domestic dispute. When they arrived, they found the suspect, Buttafuoco Macklin, suffering from burns to his face. According to the local news station, Macklin entered the victim's home with a gun, and the woman used a hot pot of grease to defend herself. Macklin was eventually taken into custody and then booked onto jail on charges of burglary and domestic violence the next day, currently being held on a $300,000 bond.
Well, he didn't get much burglaring done, did he? I mean, he got that grease thrown at him, and wow, that
damn,
hurts.
Damn, that had to hurt like a mother.
But good for her for having her wits about her and doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would not break into that lady's house again in the future there, buddy, if I were you. Joe, it's that time of the week. Ready? It's time for Florida.
Oh.
Down in Florida, a man builds a meth lab. A chemistry genius, he's just so damn smart. But he lost it all in one huge explosion. You shouldn't cook meth while you lighten your fart. What the hell is with Florida? Where all crazy shit seems to come from. A week won't pass by without lots of stories proving that Florida's dumb.
All right, folks, welcome to another week in beautiful, sunny Florida. We're going to go ahead and start things off in Volusia County, Joe, where a gun stolen during an anonymous masked orgy, police admit they're probably not going to solve this one.
Huh.
Hmm. Who was that masked man? Cops in eastern Florida are not optimistic about finding a handgun that was stolen during a three-day orgy in Volusia County, where the swingers are in attendance all wore masks. We're probably not going to solve this one, according to Volusia County Sergeant Todd Smith said Thursday. He also said that identifying the thief by DNA is not going to be an option. Roughly 20 people attended last week's sex party.
There's a lot of DNA going on there.
Yeah, a 9mm Glock went missing from the bedstand in the master bedroom at some point. Complicating matters further, participants in the soiree were encouraged to use aliases. The unidentified host...
I would have to be encouraged to use an alias in that. Who is that masked man?
The unidentified host who reported his pistol missing, only knew a handful of people.
Well, that's just funny right there.
Who passed through his home during the erotic event, according to the report. The sheriff's office said the party had been promoted on social media. They also claimed gun theft on the areas is on the rise, and that 81 firearms have been swiped from unlocked cars so far this year in their jurisdiction.
Why do you have a gun in an unlocked car? Why do you have a
house full of strange people wearing masks having orgies in your house and not knowing
who they are? With alias names, with your gun just sitting there. Just a whole lot of stupid going on there. Florida.
All right, moving on to the next wonderful story out of Florida. Florida man tells cops he's getting high for Jesus.
That's the least we can do for Jesus. He died for us. The least we can do is get high for him.
I'm so wasted!
He was on the other side of the state. A man who thought he was in Tampa, Florida, which is 140 miles from where police found him, seated and parked in his parked car. He told cops that he got high to get himself ready because Jesus was, in fact, returning. Carlos Gillian reportedly had an open bottle of Hennessy on his passenger seat when cops approached him outside the outlet mall, awaiting the second coming. Hmm. Police alleged the car smelled a little bit like booze. When asked for his driver's license, the 23-year-old motorist reportedly handed a police officer a vaping pipe and said it contained THC. That's what's in your marijuana.
Oh, okay.
According to the report, Gillian...
So it's not because he's a pregnant woman.
No. According to the report, Gillian told police that he was enjoying his time in Tampa, even though he was two hours away from the city he was in. I'm sorry. He was 2 hours away from Tampa. He was not in Tampa.
Sounds like you had some of that vaping pipe.
Maybe I need something.
Or you're pregnant.
Yeah. Those hormones. Gillian is... Oh, here we go, Joe. He's from St. Lucie.
What is with that place? How big is that place? We got to find out how big this place is. We need to do a remote there.
That needs to be our first actual live remote from somewhere.
It's got to be better than our actual live remote that we had.
We're going to travel to St. Lucie and do a live show there one day.
We need to be in a locked room, and you have to be armed. It scares the shit out of me to go there, but we need to do that. I can't believe he's from there. Hopefully that place has millions of people that live there, because there's way too many stories.
It's crazy
there.
To me because, like, I think I told you this before. I had a girl that I used to work with years ago, a friend of Sarah and I. Sarah kind of grew up with her too. That her family moved there, and she's always posting these majestical looking pictures of beaches that where they live, and the town looks beautiful. But yet all these stories just fall into my lap every week.
You know what? People do that. I see that stuff on the internet all the time. Looks like we're in Florida right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Huh. What'd that cost us? $20?
Yeah.
You too can be in Florida.
That's right. He told police he was enjoying his time in Tampa, even though he was 2 hours away from there. He is, in fact, from St. Lucie. Those towns are both on Florida's east coast. Tampa's on the state's west coast. Gillian flashed the cops a peace signal during the field sobriety test that otherwise didn't go so well. He was then arrested on the charge of DUI.
When you said flash to police, I thought, oh, here we go again. Because Florida, something about their flashers and ketchup throwers.
Well, speaking of things not appearing as they seem, Joe, here we go. Instagrammer called out by her own sister for set up hiking photo. There's the photo she posted on an Instagram, okay? Mm-hmm. We'll put that up there for everybody. Instagrammer's been called out by her very own sister for having her latest post savagely exposed by a total setup in a now viral tweet. Casey Buttafuoco, a freshman at Florida Atlantic University, decided to share a photo of herself enjoying a hike in a local park, licking the part in her active wear when wearing a visor with a water bottle in her hand. The only problem with that is, Joe, the scenic woodland spot where she was claiming to be wasn't quite where she was. It turns out it's just her backyard.
Good for her.
My sister said she was going out hiking. Yeah, this is our backyard, said her sister Carly. Sharing the shot of her younger sister with her sister Casey in the wooded area at the bottom of the garden, you know, for the Instagram. So there's the actual picture of the from a distance. So things not always as they seem here.
Well, she could have been hiking in her yard.
I guess.
Probably not where she was really leading people, though.
Yeah. Sister got one ahead. The original post that had over 2,300 likes on it. Based on the sister that called her out had 275,000 likes and 40,000 retweets.
Wow.
She called out her sister for being a fake-o there, so.
Wow. Yeah. That and that's true love.
Yeah. Siblings.
Thanks, sis. Because I really don't care that she was in her backyard.
Yeah.
I didn't care that she was taking a hike.
Out of Gibsonton, Florida, man takes golf cart on a wild ride into the local Florida Walmart store. Authorities say a 56-year-old Florida man took his golf cart on a wild ride through Walmart store, terrorizing shoppers and ignoring deputies' orders to stop before crashing into a cash machine. Hillsborough County Sheriff's investigators say they were summoned to the store near Tampa on Thursday when they found Michael Dale Hudson blocking the liquor store entrance with his golf cart. The Tampa Bay Times reports he's demanding to speak to a manager. As deputies spoke to Hudson, they say he suddenly drove towards the store's main entrance. Customers quickly jumped out of the way as he barreled through the door. He then raced towards the checkout area, hitting several customers in the process.
Wait, raced?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was jailed on multiple charges, including aggravated battery. A lawyer wasn't listed in the jail records at the time of the report.
How old did it say he was?
56. 56.
He's about my age. Wow.
Senile, man. Senile.
Well, that's what happens. You get to be my age.
Gonna move things down to Tallahassee now. Tallahassee man arrested after exposing himself to a woman inside of a store.
And there we go. Finally.
Wakulla County, Florida. A Tallahassee man has been arrested after he'd been caught on video exposing himself to a woman inside of a local liquor store. John Womack, age 54, was arrested by the county sheriff's office. On May 1st, deputies responded to a liquor store in Panacea after a woman reported that Womack had exposed himself to her. The victim stated that Womack entered the business and initiated conversation. According to the victim, he was acting strangely, pacing back and forth, walked behind a display, pulled out his private parts, and exposed it instead. Hey, take a look at this. The incident was captured on surveillance video at the business. Once detectives identified Womack, he was interrogated by deputies on July 30th. Womack did admit to entering the liquor store after reviewing a still photograph taken from the surveillance video of him exposing himself. Stated that he must have just walked out of the bathroom with his private still out of his pants. He denied asking the female to look at it.
Not once have I walked out of a bathroom thinking, ah, crap, I forgot to put it back in my pants.
You know, when I worked at Dairy Queen when I was a teenager, that was my first job. And there was this really weird guy that they had hired at one time. And he lasted like a day, maybe. acted really strange, kept spending a bunch of time in the bathroom. And then one time he came out of the bathroom and one of the patrons came out there and they said that his bits and pieces was sticking out of his fly. And sure enough, it was.
Oh.
He was terminated.
Yeah.
Anyway, they confirmed that on Wednesday, the WCSO contacted the Leon County Sheriff's Office Spider Unit. And the Spider Unit arrested Womack at his home in Leon County. Spider Unit?
What the hell is a Spider Unit?
I don't know.
And what's the WCSO?
That's the news station.
CSO. Oh, okay.
I'm sure that's the Sheriff's Office.
Okay.
Womack was he was turned over to the WCSO, and he was booked into the Wakulla County Jail. He's being charged with indecent exposure.
What is it with you people? What? You know, a lot of my friends that do live down there are all about my age, too, so...
Yeah.
You guys be careful. There's something in the water. Then you get to a certain age, you start exposing yourselves.
This is a little out of character, but we're going to go ahead and do a feel-good story out of Florida for you guys.
Wait a minute. We can't do feel-good stories.
That's the only one I've ever seen. So.
Okay.
Florida boy calls 911 to order pizza, gets a lesson and a pie. Out of Sanford, Florida, a Florida boy who called 911 to report he was hungry and wanted a pizza got a lesson in proper emergency call etiquette, but he also got a pizza. A Sanford PD said in a Facebook post that the hungry 5-year-old called 911 last Friday. 3 officers responded to the home in suburban Orlando for a well-being check. They met with a boy and his older sister, who told them they were fine and that her brother had used the phone without her knowledge. Officers explained the 911 system is only for emergencies. Then they went to Pizza Hut and bought a large pizza back to the house for the kiddos.
We had a story like that, one of our very first stories. Yeah. It was the very same kind of thing, but it wasn't out of Florida. It wasn't really a feel-good story then. The kid used the phone when he wasn't supposed to, called 911 like he shouldn't have done, and then the police ended up taking money out of their own pockets and buying it. It was only a feel-good story for him.
Yeah.
Because if I call 911 and order a pizza, I don't think you guys are going to be all that nice to me and get me a pizza.
Take you to jail for misusing the 911 system.
Exactly.
Lightning strike causes Florida's home toilet to explode.
Ah, dang it.
Out of Port Charlotte, Florida, a Port Charlotte, Florida homeowner is still cleaning up after her septic tank was struck by lightning.
Oh, the tank was struck.
Yeah,
oh.
Which then caused her toilet to explode all over the weekend. Sunday morning, Mary Lou Ward said she heard the loudest sound she'd ever heard in her life. She found her toilet in hundreds of pieces. There you go.
Wow.
We come in here and the toilet was laying on the floor. There's pieces all everywhere. More than 24 hours later, the damage is visible inside and outside of the home. The master bedroom window also shattered, and they found some of their lawn ornaments in a yard across the street. Their plumber said the lightning hit a methane gases from fecal matter that had built up in the pipes. Luckily, no one was hurt, but the wards do have a lot of cleaning up to do. Luckily, no one was sitting on the toilet when the lightning struck.
Oh, yeah. I never thought. Well, I mean, what are the chances? Wow.
Man, that would scare the shh out of you, right?
I can't believe I didn't come up with that. I'm a little embarrassed right now.
Naked Florida bicyclist stole underwear from sex shop, according to cops' report.
Florida again. What? Naked people.
Man in Florida was seen pedaling a bike in the nude before swiping under from a local sex shop, according to the police report. It all happened this past Thursday in Wilton Manors in Broward County, where police say they responded after getting reports from concerned citizens of a naked man riding down the street on a bicycle. After those initial calls, the man entered a sex shop where he donned underwear. Yeah, he took off the shelf and offered to pay for it with his bicycle. The station cited the police report as saying the man then left the shop without paying for the underwear and without the bike. Police News released a report.
Well, it was a trade.
He apparently left the bike. It was a trade. I didn't know you could barter bicycles for underwear. But the subject left the business and continued to walk up and down Wilton Drive, where he removed the stolen clothing item again, exposing his sexual organs in public. Clearly visible to passing motorists and bystanders. She added the officers took the 38-year-old man into custody and providing him cover. The man was booked in as John Smith on charges of lewd conduct and refusing to divulge his name.
He might have been at that one party where someone stole that Glock.
Yeah.
Why is it... Okay, all these Florida stories, all these flashers and masturbators and they're... and ketchup throwers, they're always men.
Yeah.
You never hear about a woman flashing. Because the guy would just go, huh.
Yeah, nobody would call that in.
Yeah, well, they'd call their friends.
Yeah,
check this out.
Come on down.
FaceTime's a wonderful thing. All right, Joe, here's the song that here's the news story that inspired the Florida bit today, the song. Florida man dies in a meth lab explosion after
he died.
Has farts on fire.
I didn't know he died.
Yeah.
I wrote that song not knowing he died. I kind of feel bad now.
Out of Gainesville, 37-year-old man is dead after his trailer home was destroyed in a meth lab explosion caused by him lighting up blue angels to amuse his wife. The man's wife was found laying naked in the couple's front yard, reportedly still laughing. A blue angel, for those of you that don't know, is when you put a lighter up to your butt and fart on it, making it catch on fire. It's funny as shit, according to the man's wife, who claims to be an expert on the subject. Normally they go to Del Taco because of their 59-cent tacos, but they made some extra cash this week, so we went to Chipotle instead. The farts you get from there could fill a gas chamber, according to the wife.
I didn't realize that different farts were from different places. But he died in that accident. She was laughing out in the front yard while they were cooking meth.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, the wife goes on to be quoted as, "I know he's looking up from hell, laughing his ass off, saying it was worth it." She says that she's smiling through blackened teeth, apparently not caused by the fire. The woman. But here you go, Joe. Here's the feel-good ending that you'll be happy to hear about.
All right.
She does, in fact, plan on suing Chipotle, which failed to address their peppers, causing a higher rate of methane in human farts. She offered a statement saying, "I'm not mad about my husband dying. I just got my eyebrows did." That's exactly how she was quoted. "I'm not mad about my husband dying. I just got my eyebrows did.
And now
they're gone."
Okay, I write these songs. This is the only thing I ever know about the show. I'll say, give me one of the good Florida stories. He'll give it to me. I'll write the songs. If I would have known she said, "I just got my eyebrows did," that would have made the song.
So maybe I need to send you the whole story.
I would like the whole story from now on. I thought the
headline was enough.
it was till I found out he died, and then I felt bad. But now that I know his wife has no regrets. So she's mad about her eyebrows being did. but she's not mad about her husband dying in that. Yeah. What about, didn't say anything about prosecuting for making meth. Isn't that an issue? Or we're more concerned about the fart?
Yeah. I mean, the trailer got blowed up, man. It's blowed up. That's all Chipotle's fault.
We need to do a show with all broken grammar, the whole thing.
I didn't read the whole story all the way through. If I'd have known that, I wouldn't have put the Welcome to Florida sign. I would have put Chipotle in the background instead. Just confuse the hell out of everybody. Chipotle farts are deadly.
I'll remember that.
Do not mix Chipotle and methamphetamine.
And a lighter. And yeah. New did eyebrows.
Trifecta. All right, folks. That is it for this week in Florida. We got our last segment this week in political garbage. Stay tuned. All right, everybody, welcome to This Week in Political Garbage. Joe, the headline dominating the news and the politics side this week would be the death, the mysterious death of one Jeffrey Epstein.
It's not a mystery. He committed suicide on a suicide watch.
Interesting how that worked, right?
Well, then they said there wasn't one. They recanted that. They said then there was not one, even though that would be a mandatory thing for that situation, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously I lost the word situation.
Very interesting circumstances surrounding this gentleman's death. I've been looking through his history here leading up to today, and he's been in and out of some form of trouble for a very long time. He's had a lot of shady business deals with a lot of powerful people in the country throughout his lifetime, I guess.
Any names?
a lot of different names. I mean, he's been tied to even the President Trump at one time, and the Clintons are what it's getting up to now.
Something because he was going to testify, and they
So basically, he had his records were going to be unsealed or are unsealed, based on what he's going to be testifying against, who he's going to be testifying against, and things like that, and that nature. And he mysteriously ended up deceased in his jail cell.
Happens to a lot of people.
Yeah. He was just arrested in July for sex trafficking charges, which obviously means he's not a probably a, not an ideal human being to be spending any time with to begin with.
I'm not sad that he's dead. I'm sorry. I'm not sad. It's just odd.
So, I mean, I won't go through all the long, boring details of this man's life and the shady business dealings he's been in and who he's been with. He was found dead in his jail cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York City at 6:30 a.m. on August 10th. He was 66 years old. The Bureau of Prisons and U.S. Attorney General William Barr called the death an apparent suicide, although no official determination had been made. His cause of death is currently being investigated by the Justice Department. An autopsy was performed on August 11th, but no cause of death has yet been announced because the New York City Medical Examiner's Office is awaiting further information.
So, out of curiosity, if he hung himself and they did the autopsy, what further information would they be waiting on?
Permission from the Clintons to release it? I don't know.
I don't even think we should say that.
On July 23rd, which was just 3 weeks prior to this incident, he was found unconscious in his jail cell with injuries to his neck. After that incident, he was placed on suicide watch. Only 6 days later...
So he's tried it before.
Yeah.
Oh.
6 days later, Epstein was taken off suicide watch and placed in a special housing unit with another inmate. The jail had informed the Justice Department that Epstein would have a cellmate and that a guard would look into the cell every 30 minutes. These procedures were not followed on the night of his death.
Huh.
Again, suspicious.
Where was his monkey?
2 weeks after the suicide watch, the jail allowed him to be housed alone. In violation of their normal procedure, Epstein was not being checked every 30 minutes on the night that he passed away. His removal from suicide watch at such a time and in such a high-security federal facility left some prison experts stunned and angry. That particular correctional facility is nicknamed the Guantanamo of New York. Attorney General Barr ordered an investigation by the Justice Inspector General in addition to the investigation by the FBI, saying that he was appalled by Epstein's death while in federal custody. Life-saving measures were initiated immediately after the discovery of his hanging, and emergency responders were, in fact, alerted. Epstein was on suicide watch after the incident on July 23rd after he was found in a cell with marks on his neck. That mandated him to near-constant monitoring and daily psychological evaluations. He was removed from that about a week later and placed in the jail's special housing unit, subjecting him to increased levels of security but not constant monitoring. They can't ever stop someone who has persistent on killing themselves, according to E.O. Young, who is the national president of the Council of Prisons Local. He said it was unclear if there was video of Epstein's hanging or direct observation by jail officials.
They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know in the prison if there's a video.
Yeah. Union officials had long been raising sufficient concerns regarding workforce as the Trump administration had imposed a hiring freeze and budget cuts on the BOP. The White House did not respond to requests for comment. In a previous congressional testimony, Attorney General Barr admitted that the BOP was short about 4,000 to 5,000 employees. He had lifted the freeze and was working to recruit sufficient new officers to replace those who had recently departed. The circumstance surrounding the death quickly spawned conspiracy theories about Epstein's death, with President Donald Trump retweeting a tweet that suggested Bill Clinton was involved in causing Epstein's death. According to the report in the Washington Post, those close to Epstein fear and suspect that he was, in fact, murdered.
A lot of now prisons are woefully understaffed right now.
Yeah.
So that's probably true. They didn't send the guard every 30 minutes like they were supposed to, but understaffed, maybe they really couldn't. Not having video, that's weird in a case like this.
Yeah.
Now, he still has the documents, right? It's not like all this stuff was in his head and he was going to testify. All this stuff's been written out before the court. So where is that?
So here's what it's kind of bringing this on, okay? For those of you that live under a rock and haven't heard of this cat, he was a billionaire. He's been, like I told Joe, Joe knows, he's been in and out of shady business deals his entire life. A lot of Ponzi scheme type stuff, a lot of shady business deals gone wrong. Still a billionaire because of all this stuff, naturally. He was 66 years old when he allegedly killed himself. But the issue with this whole thing is his... The files in his case were unsealed. This is 2 weeks after he's placed on suicide watch, and this was just ahead of his trafficking trial. So, obviously, our treat and fool president got in on the hashtag. It was the number one trend in the United States. Hell, it still might be. I'm not sure. Number one tweeting trend. So when you have a hashtag, for those of you who aren't familiar with Twitter, you know, if you'd want to tweet about the Doe and 5-0 show, you'd put hashtag Doe and 5-0.
Which you should.
And you could put that into your Twitter search engine, and anybody that uses that hashtag can see what people are talking about with the show.
So, right.
So as soon as this guy's passing had circulated, it got a hashtag. Two of the top hashtags on Twitter were hashtag Clinton body count and hashtag Clinton crime family.
It's very coincidental.
Yeah. So,
but so these files are unsealed, right?
Yes.
So they're where are they? Is everything stopping now? Because that's what make me think. If everything stops now, that's just weird. Mm-hmm. If they're unsealed and they're there, just because he's not testifying, I'm sure he's already signed everything, and already for a plea or whatever he was going to do. Mm-hmm. So.
This guy, he's been tied to so many, and we're not saying that the Clintons had anything to do with it. We're afraid to say that. It's just coincidental, because anybody that has ever possibly had any information that could incriminate them in a criminal matter in some way, they die mysteriously. They die.
So if I die all of a sudden, I want you guys to look into this, all right?
So, I mean, with that being said, this guy has been tied to political figures all across the world. I mean,
including Trump. Right. So we're not trying to say
the Clintons are an easy target, just because people, like we said, they just,
yeah, because it's always happened.
They get dead when you have information on them. I don't know. I mean, you sent me a list that I don't know if this is what you found or somebody.
I kind of looked up the body count thing just for giggles. And
this actually initiated back in the 80s, right here in Indiana, out of Indianapolis.
A writer had
initiated the Clinton body count thing. And the one that you had sent me had is up to 46. And then, well, I guess 47 if you count Epstein now. And I'm not going to go through every single
one of these. No, it'd take too long. But a lot, there's stories behind all of them where it's like, really?
It's really interesting. If you guys go to the...
Yeah, you have to look it up.
I can put the link up here for you guys to check out sometime if you want to take the time to read it.
And we're not implying that the Clintons did any of this stuff. We're just saying, what a coincidence.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying. Coincidence. In case you're watching Mr. and Mrs. Clinton, it's a coincidence.
I'm sure they have nothing better to do than watch the Doe and 5-0 show.
You know they're watching us.
Probably got this place bugged.
Huh.
You know, to me, the things that are really disturbing about it is, I mean, there's these people from all walks of life, if you look at this list. And then you look at a list of 11 here that were just their bodyguards alone.
People that saw too much. I mean, another coincidence.
I mean, you're talking about a major, a captain, a couple sergeants, another major, two colonels, a special investigator, and then a slew of other guys with no rank or title, but a major and a couple colonels, and they're just, you know.
What a coincidence.
So, man, I don't know. I mean, for those of you that loved Hillary and all about her, I don't know.
Just look up the coincidences in her life. I don't think Bill's right. Have you heard Bill talk lately?
He was looking really, really rough last time I saw him.
During that election, he would talk, and they kept him down to just a few sentences. He wasn't making speeches.
Well, even her, remember that when it got really close to time for the voting day, she was taken like off the campaign trail. You remember that? She just like she vanished.
Happens a lot in her life.
But all these rumors were circulating. People. Where's Hillary at? You know, what's going on? Is she sick? Is she not? There are a lot of rumors about her mental stability. Taking a hit there to the point where they didn't know if they're going to have to replace her as their candidate. So,
you know, if they would have, Democrats would have probably won. Just saying.
You know, Trump, whether you love the guy, you hate the guy, or you're indifferent about him, he's the president now because of people like the Clintons. They
Yeah.
The radical liberal party, they created Donald Trump as president.
They kind of did.
You know, all the radical bullshit stuff that these people are coming up with.
And it's too bad that they're the ones that the press loves to... It's like a feeding frenzy for them.
Yeah, I mean, and
that's who they report on.
Honestly, they're all hell bent on, you know, and we poked fun at the Democratic debates last week.
That was funny.
They're all hell bent on beating Trump. I mean, that's all they give a crap about is beating Trump. Hell, he'll get in again with this mess.
If they're not careful, yeah.
I mean, is Bernie really their leading contender?
No. Joe Biden is.
And that's even worse.
Well, yeah, he keeps stepping on it too. You sent me a.
Yeah, I gotta see if I was gonna see if I could find that.
Yeah,
I threw it in here, but
he would, and it was Joe Biden. I don't hate Joe Biden. I don't hate anybody. Well, I hate the Clintons. No, I don't. I like the Clintons. Anyway, he was talking about education and stuff like that, and he screwed up. He had a pause.
And here, let's just look.
At a very terrible time, and if you listen to the whole thing, he made up for it, but that pause was in a very inopportune time.
Let's go ahead and load the video so people see what we're talking about here. So
we have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids, wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids.
See,
wealthy kids, black
see.
Kids.
He made up. He.
I really mean, but think how we think about it.
If he wouldn't have paused, he was fine. But and it was a slip. He didn't mean anything by that. But you know, I haven't heard that. I thought the Republicans were going to take that and just run with it, but I haven't heard anything about it.
I mean, they've got such a variety of crap to pick on that guy for already, with all the awkward sexual innuendos and the sniffing and the touching and.
It's seeing, and when I first saw that first thing on Biden, I thought, oh my gosh, he's like a grandfather telling his granddaughter, you know, he's behind her, and it looks like he's saying something to her, like good luck, or you know, take him. It didn't really seem like that was that bad of a thing, but boy, it's been spun into something terrible. He's become a pedophile all of a sudden. That poor man hasn't done anything wrong. Well, not that
I
know of.
I mean, come on now.
I don't. Epstein's dead. We don't know.
I mean, I've seen so many news clips. I mean, of course, there's people that's all they do is they just live for putting these things together,
right?
And making people look bad, whether they're bad or not, I guess. But there's a lot of disturbing content out there with Biden, with his touching of.
Really? So he's just.
I mean,
one
we're
of
talking
these...
from young kids to older women. He seems to have no bounds to.
Wow, I don't.
With
I don't
the
touching
know. Touching and the sniffing of the necks and.
I haven't seen it. And then Bernie will never.
He's just.
He'll just forever. Every time you bring up, and we all laugh about it. Yeah. Just say, can I have that for free? When you Bernie Sanders? or what if somebody? I should get one of those tires because.
Yeah. Buy none, get four free under Bernie's plan.
And it's just fun. It's just fun to say that. And honestly, if he got elected, we wouldn't become socialists because there's a lot of things that have to happen. But and then we're going to get, let's say Sanders got in, the radical right-wing Republicans would come out in force.
Right.
And then they'd look terrible and they'll be just as... It's going to be terrible. Well, unless I'm president, part of the Republicrat Indentarian Party.
Short end of the story is politicians are just whacked out of their damn minds.
They are.
They're all crazy.
I don't know why you'd ever want to.
And it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting that these people that have been in politics for pretty much their entire adult lives are millionaires a gazillion times over, or even billionaires in some instances, and... They've never lived in the real world with real world problems.
No.
And then you see this crap where the Clintons have, since the 60s and 70s, have had deaths attached to them in some way, shape, or form.
Coincidences. Yes, since the 60s and 70s.
I honestly believe that, you know, if, you know, say Trump gets in another 4 years and he starts putting the screws into investigating these people, which I think he's hell-bent on doing sooner rather than later.
I don't think he'll live.
He's either not going to live or the Clintons aren't going to live because they're going to mysteriously die before they're supposed to end up in court too, because, I mean, they're not going to go to prison for anything.
So. No, I don't think they'll really die. I bet they won't. Oh, they're dead. Oh, we cremated them. What, was there an autopsy? No.
I'm just guessing that President Trump probably has the most badass security team ever assembled for a president. I imagine he runs his mouth so much that...
I'll bet he fired most of them, and he has one guy that's trying to look out for him now.
It's Chuck Norris.
But even he checks his closet, before he goes to bed.
All right, folks, we've rambled on enough about this Epstein mess, but that's been the thing that's kind of dominated the headlines. I guess you need to do your own research and see what you think, if you think it's suspicious or not. I tend to think it's a little suspicious that his files were unsealed and he magically died, and that protocols weren't properly followed in a federal prison. But
that information's out there, so if it all comes out anyway,
yeah,
and it's the real stuff and not doctored... Yeah,
if it's the federal government, it's doctored.
It's doctored.
I don't care who they're going after. It's always going to be doctored.
Yeah, it really is. So,
I mean, God, you've got the conspiracy theories going a gazillion years later after Kennedy was murdered, right?
Yeah, and that was pretty sloppy, really. Yeah. They've come up with so many things like, well, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. And yet nobody's stepping up. Well, because a lot of them are dead.
Yeah. I would not want to be in politics. It's a dangerous business. Dangerous business.
No.
All right, folks. We've rambled on long enough. Appreciate you watching and listening along this week, and we will see you guys next week.
See you later.